Now, my parents, of course, I have to tell you, didn't understand my dreams at all. They were always wondering, says, what is he doing? When are you going to get a job, a real job? When are you going to make money? And all of those questions I got. And they said, I hope he didn't raise a bum, someone that doesn't make money and just wants to live in a gymnasium and think about their bodies. Well, I endured all of this negative thinking. And the more negative that the thinking got, and the more negative the questions got, the stronger and the more positive I became. The stronger I became inside. So, of course, some of your families maybe think the same way. This is why I'm mentioning that. Some of your families maybe don't believe in your dreams. But let me tell you something, my young friends. Keep your dreams, no matter what. Keep your dreams. Don't give up on them, even when you are temporarily defeated or denied. Keep your dreams. I remember the first time I went to the United States, and I was competing in a competition. It was the World Championships in bodybuilding. I lost. I came in second. And I was devastated. I was crushed. I felt like a loser, a major loser, let me tell you. I cried, as a matter of fact, because I felt like I disappointed my friends and I disappointed myself. But the next day I got my act together. I shifted gears and I said, I'm going to learn from that lesson. I'm going to stay here in America. I'm not going to go back to Europe. I'm going to stay in America and I'm going to train with the American champions. I'm going to train the American way. I'm going to eat the American food. I'm going to train with the American machines and the principles. And a year later in America, I became the world champion in bodybuilding. So I think this is a very, very important lesson.